Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 13. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, as in the rebellion, on the day of the testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they shall always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. There's a disease called atherosclerosis. And what that means is a hardening of the arteries. It's caused by a buildup of plaque. It could be cholesterol, cellular waste, calcium, fibrin, whatever it may be. But as these things build up in your system, they cause a hardening of the arteries. It can cause heart attacks, stroke, heart failures. In the same way that can happen to your arteries, it can happen to your heart. The different illnesses can cause the heart muscle to become stiff because of overuse. It has to work too hard. It can lead to heart attacks. Similarly, the vocal cords were designed by God to be soft, to be pliable. That's how I'm able to talk to you right now. But through overuse or through damage, they can become hardened. They can become stiff. And it causes issues in your voice, causes raspy speech, or can cause pain when you're talking. We had a singer at our college who had vocal nodules that caused his vocal cords to become stiff, to not operate the way that they needed to. And he's able to get surgery and get that fixed. But all of these physical realities can help illustrate a spiritual principle that we were designed to have a heart that is soft, that we were to be pliable before God. Hebrews 3 points this out. Quoting in the Old Testament, the author of Hebrews points out, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. This is referring to Israel in the Old Testament in the wilderness, that because of their sinfulness, because of their grumbling and their rebellion, they were not able to enter into the promised land. And he uses this as a lesson for us today, that what is the warning, what is the danger? That we would be, verse 13, hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin promises something that it cannot deliver on. It is a lie. It is deceitful, as it says here. Think of any sin that people struggle with, whether it be greed or lust or lying or covetousness, idolatry, whatever it may be. Any sin that people would fall into is trying to meet a legitimate need in an illegitimate way. Take our first example, lust. That sexual love between a husband and a wife is a good thing, is created by God for humans to enjoy. But when we try to meet that need in an illegitimate way, it is sin. God has given us things to enjoy. But when we feel like we need to enjoy something that someone else has, we end up in sin. Sin promises something that it cannot deliver on. It promises something that we want or need, and all that it gives us is brokenness. In the same way that buildup of plaque or cholesterol or issues in our body will eventually cause serious issues, sin, when it builds up, causes hardness of heart. And the biblical writer says, do not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Well, what is our defense? What is our spiritual principle that we can apply to help not have this happen to us? Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God, but exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today. The gift that God has given us to help fight the deceitfulness of sin, well, these are obvious when we take in, you know, the whole of biblical canon. We have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling all of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. But our direct context here says, what is our weapon? It is one another. It is brothers and sisters in Christ. It is doing life together, reminding one another what are the things that are truly important. That when we reveal what's in our hearts to our brothers and sisters who we love and trust, we are able to say to one another, this is not right. This is a lie. This is deceit. This is leading you astray. What is really important? What really matters? What do the promises of God say? God has better for you. God has better for us. And listen, it doesn't say exhort one another once a week. It says exhort one another every day. This means that Christians need to be living in community with one another, authentic relationships with one another, not just on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights even, but we need to be doing life together. So be grateful for the gift of the church and avail yourself of this resource, relationships with fellow believers, so that we may not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Building up over time, it can destroy us. But thank goodness that God has given us himself, his word, and the gift of the church for each other. God, we thank you for this word for us. Lord, help us to lean into our Christian relationships, that we may encourage one another, that we may convict one another, that we may point each other to what is most important, which is our relationship with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us, church family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.